Die groot trek saam Dopie Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.
So, ons het verskillende temas wat ons aanspreek deur die dag nou al en ek en Nina het 'n paar temas gekies ook vir die program wat ons verskeie gaste voorgenooi het en saam met ons in die ateljee is 'n man wat ek dink jy hoor hom elke dag, jy weet het net nie maar hy is ons letterlik ons hele radiostasie vol en sy prachtige vroukie is Renier en Adele Bester om bykie met ons te gesels oor gesinne en huwelike. Hallo julle!
Hallo Dopie en Nina.
Maar jy moet gou die stem doen Renier, dat mense net weet.
Jy luister na Groot FM 90.5.
Hey!
Nou maak het sin.
Jy weet al die puzzles in place.
Ja, so yeah. ons paaikies het, ons het dit nou genoem so van die lig af, myner en hier, het baie jare terug gekruis en ons al water wat onder die brug deurgeloop het en alles, maar ons het spesifiek gekies om die tweekies te nooi om te kom gesels oor gesinne en huwelike.
So, vertel bykie vir die luisteraars, hoe lang is julle getroud, julle kinders, so bykie van wie julle is, wat julle doen?
Wel, ons is 14 jaar getroud al, ne? 2024, yep, amper 14 jaar.
Adele got it wrong.
Ja, ons het 4 kinders, dis in die 2 van ons, en ons het crazy story wat van amazing healing en reconciliation wat hier in ons lewe gedoen het. Mense ken dalk die story al, maar ek het 'n 2+ dekade journey geloop met addiction en ek was ontrou aan Adele en ons het dit was the Jerry Springer show, so to speak. En Adele het amazing werk gedoen saam met Marriage Helper. We've spoken about this and reconciled our marriage. So en nou is dit ons wat ons doen vir 'n lewe is ons bied hoop aan huwelike wat stikkend is.
That's amazing. En Adele, ek weet julle was vroeër so rukkie terug ook by die breakfast en julle het julle testimony in diepte gedeel. And I spoke to Sharonika this morning and she said the one question she asked you was how did you forgive Rain and you just said it wasn't you, it was God.
Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It was a choice that I needed to make. We get stuck with forgiveness, right? We get stuck on how am I ever going to do this, because we associate forgiveness with things like forgetting, and because we can never forget we think because I can't forget I can't forgive. And so I had a decision to make. Was I going to forgive this man and love him and be with him, or was I going to hold on to this grudge and this resentment for the rest of my life?
And when I spoke to you guys when you were kind of preparing for today's show, when you look at marriages are in trouble in our country and around the world as well. And it doesn't even have to be addiction, but there's so many things that we need to forgive each other for. You know, it can be not enough time being spent with a family or I don't know, whatever it is, but we need to forgive so we can look forward and we can stay together because that is what God wants.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I mean, to Adele's point, it's so difficult wanneer ons vaskyk aan hoe ons te nagekom is. But really we forgive for 2 reasons. Number 1, if we claim the name of Christ, then we forgive because Jesus commanded us to. Mm-hmm. And hier is dis 'n skrif wat I suppose I still wrestle with this. Jesus says, if you don't forgive, then your Father in heaven will not forgive you your sins. That's hectic.
Wow.
That's a hectic scripture that it messes with my theology of gentle Jesus, meek and mild, and all forgiving and all loving God. And so that's a tough one to live with. Maar die ander rede hoekom ons vergewe is dat ek wil vry wees.
Ja.
Otherwise, the only person who's hurting is me, right? I'm carrying all this rubbish and I want to be free to love, free to accept, free to be the best version of myself and to do what God's called me to do. And I can't do that if I'm living in unforgiveness.
Yeah. And Nina, to be honest, I had done a lot wrong in our marriage as well. Mm. I mean, Ren's stuff was big and flashy, and so it's easy to point the finger and go, look what he's doing, he's the crazy person. But like the controlling behavior and the manipulation and just all those little things, you don't for a second think, oh, hang on, what must it have been like to live with me? And so if I was going to want him to forgive me for doing all of that for all those years and for being that way and for evoking those kinds of negative emotions in him 24/7, then who was I to withhold forgiveness for the things that he had done? You know, we give sin a point system, But there is no point system in God's eyes.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, a lie is the same as adultery. Murder is the same as stealing. You know, it's all the same in his eyes. So if I wanted forgiveness, it's that, you know, treat people how you want them to treat you. And so...
Yeah, that's quite deep. But the thing is, ons het nou vir julle gevra om hier by ons te kom kuier vannacht, want daar's iemand wat nou luister. Ons het die medium, ons het die platform. Mm. Iemand sit nou daar buiten en sê, you know what, it's not going well in my relationship. It might be financial. It might be that I work away from home for long periods of time. En ons wil graag bietjie hê julle moet ons help, advies deel en ons deur hierdie journey vat wat julle nou al half gestap het. Sodat ons hopelik by die regte mense kan uitkom en dis waarvoor ons gevra het vir die show dat ons boodskap vandag op die lig die regte mense se harte sal raak en dat hulle dit sal hoor en dat hulle kan groei in hulle verhouding met die Here maar ook waar hulle is nou dat whatever gebeur jy weet kan weggevat word en dat hulle kan aanbeweeg met hulle lewe. So kom ons praat eers gou 'n bietjie oor uitdagings. Jy weet dit gebeur, dis werk, dis finansies, dis hustle en die bustle. Wat se uitdagings en beperkings Hier's daar tans, in jylle opinie, as ons dink aan gesinne, huwelike.
Ja, it's a great question. Ek dink daar is soveel, right? Daar is die obvious, just leans en addiction en ontrouheid en die klas van goed, maar daar is soveel ander goed wat inbraak maak. Ek weet nie eens of ek hier recht
taal...
Beautiful.
Okay, dankie.
Ja.
op ons huwelike, look... The point of marriage is to show Jesus's love for his church. That's the point. And so whatever Satan can do to mess that up, he's going to do. Of it nou pornografie is, of dit klein wit leuns is wat groot goed word, of dit social media addiction is. Ons is saam in die huis, ons is heeltyd op ons foon. Like whatever it looks like. Of ons het, we can't agree on how to raise our kids.
Yeah.
If he can bring division, then he's winning, right?
Absolutely.
And so, hoe oorkom ons dit? Because really, there's the division neem allerhande forums aan, soos wat ek nou genoem het, but at its heart, it's division.
Mm.
How do I sow division? So how do we overcome division? If you had to come to me and say, you've got 20 seconds on air, what's the one thing that saves marriages? Give me what. There's no. You can't say anything else. There's one. What's the one principle? It's acceptance.
Wow.
Aanvaarding. I accept that that's the way you feel. I might not like it. I might not agree with it. It might go against my beliefs and values. I might think you're crazy in the head. But I accept because I can't control you and I don't want to control you. I accept that that's the way you feel. When we experience acceptance, think about what Paul says in Romans 2. It's the kindness of God that leads us to repentance.
Mm.
It's not his law or him pointing out our faults or shoving our sins in our face. It's his kindness that changes us.
Mm.
If we can be that for our spouse, I accept you exactly the way you are.
Mm.
That's where change happens. Now, obviously, ons kan uitbrei daarop because there might be abuse and there might be things like that. I'm not saying that you need to sit in a place where you're being smashed. But from an emotional perspective, acceptance is the key.
Absolutely. On a practical note, people get divorced for three reasons. They don't feel liked. They don't feel loved. They don't feel respected. And so you can overcome any situation in a marriage if you have that in the forefront of your mind. Is what I'm about to say going to make him feel liked, loved, and respected or not?
Mm.
You can handle any situation with an honoring, respectful...
Yes.
manner, and that will change everything.
Mm-hmm.
It will change everything. Instead of going to him disrespectfully and saying, you spend so much time on your phone, it's so annoying, you never pay any attention to me, right? Which is like the normal, but I get it. We've been saying, hey, come spend time with me for 6 months, and we're at our wit's end already, you know? And so by the time we actually address the issue, we come at it disrespectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And that causes them to immediately be defensive and not want to spend time with you. So that's actually the reason. They've done studies. It's not finances. It's not children. It's not anything. Because you can have differences. Ren and I are polar opposites.
She's polar not opposite. Joking. We disagree
on
everything.
But they say opposites attract.
Yeah.
But opposites bang heads a lot. You know, I'm thinking, you know, Adele, you're being too harsh with the kids. No, you're too soft with the kids, you know. But if we handle it in a calm, strong, respectful way, and both of us are respecting each other's opinion, we may not necessarily resolve every conflict. But if we can walk away from that conflict, even if it's not resolved, feeling liked, loved, and respected,
absolutely.
You're winning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it links, that link met what you say, to be accepted for who you are.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah.
Dis so mooi. Kom ons chat 'n bietjie oor die hekkies in hierdie uitdagings wat mense nou moet aanspreek. En waarvoor kan ons bid as dit kom by uitdagings? As jy nou moet sê, you know, want ons het al hierdie goedjies en ons weet dit is daar, maar ons kort daai derde been, né?
Sure.
Ons kort die Here in ons verhouding en ons moet bid vir hierdie uitdagings. So how do we go about that? What do we need to ask for?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think we start with God change me instead of God change my spouse.
Yes.
How do I become the best possible husband for this woman as opposed to this flipping woman won't ... like whatever it is.
Yes.
Like just
which I can't is negative anyway.
100%.
So I spent months, Lord, make him more considerate, make him more romantic, make him more this. Yeah. I had a laundry long list of things I wanted Ren to be.
Yeah.
And God's going, but he's fine.
Yeah.
Just accept him. He's fine.
Yeah.
Right? And when I finally did, it was like all those things just magically started to appear in him.
Yeah.
Ren is 100% right. Acceptance is, I think people crave it even more than love. Knowing that you are accepted.
Yes.
If you look at today's society, all the emos dress the same. They want to feel like they're part of something, like they're accepted in a group, right? All rock stars, they dress the same.
Yes.
It's something we deeply, deeply crave is acceptance. I think sometimes even more than love.
It's funny because Joyce Meyer always says, what every single time she prays to God to change her husband, God shows her something in herself that she needs to pray for. And
amazing.
That is so hard.
It is so hard.
It's so hard. And dit is daai eie ek.
Yeah.
Ek is die belangrikste, maar dit is nie, want dit is nie hoe Jesus is nie.
Yeah.
And in my mind, that's the biggest obstacle to marriages, is me. Putting me above the children, above my spouse, my happiness. This situation doesn't work for me. It doesn't make me happy anymore.
Doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah. And so he must be the problem, therefore cut that situation out, and then you end up on marriage number 2 and 3 and 4, and they're all the problem.
Exactly.
And you're the common denominator.
Maar ek love the idea van let's pray for acceptance first. And ek dink daai is dalk 'n tema wat sy kop baie meer gaan uitsteek as wat ons verwag. Acceptance, not just yourself, but people around you. En ons sal nou 'n bietjie verder gesels met Renier en Adele.
People come together, strangers, neighbors, our blood is one. Children of generations, of every nation, of kingdom come. So don't let your heart be troubled. Hold your head up high, don't fear no evil. Fix your eyes on this one truth. God is madly in love with you. So take courage, hold on, be strong. Remember where our help comes from. God is madly in love with you. Take courage, oh. everything with breath, repeat the sound. All his children, clean hands, pure hearts, good grace, good God. His name is Jesus. Swing wide, all you heavens, let the praise go up as the walls come down. All creation, everything with breath, repeat the sound. All his children, clean hands, pure hearts, good grace, good God.
Dames en heren, Renier Bester, of soos wat ons omken, Rain, saam met ons hier so op Groot FM 90.5. Talented singer, voice-over artist, en sy prachtige vroukie Adele, wat saam met ons hier is vandag om te gesels oor gesinne en huwelike.
So, ek dink, en ons het ook daar oor gepraat in ons voorbereiding, is dat die duivel val juist gesinne en huwelike aan. Ren, jy het vroeger gesê, because he doesn't want the unity. Want dit is 'n prentjie van Jesus op aarde, die drie-eenheid op aarde.
Ja.
En maar in when die Bybel sê ook, where there's unity, God commands a blessing.
Yes,
so that means there needs to be power in huwelike en in gesinne en die eenheid daarvan. So wat is daai, waar lê die krag in die eenheid van 'n gesin en 'n huwelik?
Ja, dis 'n great vraag. En daar's soveel research wat vir jou sê wat gebeur wanneer huwelike nie werk nie. And of course no one's doomed, right? Ons die Here het amazing werk in ons huwelik gedoen en dis waarvoor ons glo en vertrou, and it's what we've given our lives to. Yeah. But we realize that sometimes the world has fallen, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that if you've gone through this, you are not doomed. God will forgive you. Your kids are not doomed. Yes. God has a plan for them. Like he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, give you plans to give you hope and a future. It's not just for us, it's for our kids as well.
Yeah.
Irrespective of what happens. So ons bang on natuurlik, want ons is passionate oor huwelike. Ek wil net nie hê die boodskap moet deurkom dat, well, as jy nou 'n failed huwelik of drie het, and that like it's all over. God is gracious and abounding in love. So anyway. Wat ek wou gesê het is why do we like what's the outcome of divorce, of families breaking up? Daar's goed soos kids from parents who are still married have a 65% better chance of making their own marriages work. Kids from parents who are still married are less likely to fall into the hands of sexual predators. They're 50% less likely to attempt suicide. They're 4 times more likely to fit in. Not that that's what the be all and end all.
Yeah.
70% of prisoners come from broken homes. And you can aangaan and aangaan and aangaan oor die negatiewe effects of divorce and why we fight so hard for marriages and why we know there's hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absoluut. So, wat sê die Bybel? Wat sê God vir ons is ons verantwoordelikheid teenoor ons huwelik en ons gesinne? Want jy weet, Dit is 'n verantwoordelikheid. Ons doen dit nie alleen nie, but there's certain things that falls on us.
Yeah. I think if we claim the name of Christ, then we're trying to become more like Jesus, right? And none of us are perfect. I'm particularly imperfect at this, but the heart is to become more like Jesus. So what does that look like? Jesus says, one of his disciples goes, "How many times a day, or how many times should I forgive my enemy?" And Jesus goes, 70 times 7. What?
Dis baie.
70, dis 490.
En weet jy wat, daar's ook 'n ander scripture wat sê, as jy vergewe het, moet jy vir daai persoon bid, jy moet daai persoon bless.
Bless your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. Ja, this nuts, man, it's so difficult to do. To speak from a man's perspective, we were designed to carry weight of responsibility.
Absolutely.
We were designed to do that. And if we, at the first sign or even the 20th sign of trouble in our marriages, go, well, like I want out. Well, then we're boys. We're not men. And, and I understand that it gets difficult. Guys, if you know our story, I don't have a judgmental bone in my body towards people who mess up. I was, as Paul says, the chief of sinners. But at some point, we got to become men and go, I need to shoulder the responsibility of carrying things that are heavy. I don't have to carry them by myself. Jesus says, give me your stuff, take on my yoke, and my burden is easy and my yoke is light. But I need to shoulder that responsibility, and it's tough. It's tough to get up every morning and do the job you don't like, to take care of your family. It's tough to love someone who criticizes you all day and maybe manipulates or controls or doesn't agree with you and maybe publicly disagrees with you and disrespects. It's tough, man. I'm not saying it's easy. But if we're to fulfill our God-given mandate to lead and to serve, we got to shoulder difficult things, carry heavy things.
Loved it. Weerie, so ons gaan nou verder gesels saam met Renier en Adel. Renier en Adel Bester saam met ons. En ons praat 'n bietjie oor huwelike en gesinne en ook wat die Here se plek is in al hierdie. Ons het 'n bietjie gehoor oor testimony en aanvaarding. Belangrik aanvaarding is en respek.
Absoluut.
In hierdie verhoudings.
So die lewe is taf en ek dink dit gaan nogal swaar daar buite. Ek kan sien die WhatsApps wat inkom. Dit gaan moeilik op hierdie stadium en as 'n mens wanhoopig voel, as jy, ek het nou ook 'n WhatsApp gesien van 'n vrou wat voel daar is net nie hoop vir haar en haar man nie. Ons het vanoggend gepraat met het 'n vrou ge-WhatsApp wat sê sy het nie hoop vir haar kinders nie. Hulle is 28 jaar oud en hulle het net ophou praat met haar, hulle wil niks met haar te doen nie. As jy hooploos is, wat doen jy? Where do you go?
It's a great question. First of all, I'll tell you, there's always hope. As daar hoop is vir my, is daar, want onthou, ek is 'n man en ek is 'n kind, né? Ek het ouers wat vir 23 jaar gebid het vir die ou. He was a waste of space. But God. So daar's altyd hoop. Wat doen jy? What do you do in that? I mean, you should probably answer this question. Jesus is number one, right? Like, you got to turn to Jesus, because what else do we have?
Yeah, I was going to say exactly that. If you are looking at your circumstances or if you are looking at the partner, of course you're going to think there's no hope. We don't find hope in other people. When Ren and I separated and he left, I didn't have hope.
Yes,
I got in my bed and I was depressed and I was completely incapacitated. And the devil had won. There we go. Adele's sorted. She's down and out. No more. And it was God who picked me up and dusted me off and gave me the strength that I needed to fight. And I didn't fight just because of love and all of that.
Why did you fight?
Because of legacy. Because the only thing you leave on this planet is who you were. And I was going to go down kicking and screaming as a mom who cared deeply enough to fight and to forgive.
I love that.
Wow. That is so powerful.
And once again, that's not you, eh?
No.
I did not have that's the Lord's hands.
I could not have done it on my own. So if you are looking to yourself, you're going to feel hopeless. It's extremely difficult to do this kind of thing on your own. You have to surrender it to God. You have to be as weak as you possibly can, because when you are weak, that's when His strength shines. That's the kind of strength you
need. Let me ask this, Adele. So, ons is net mens, né? Ons maak ook maar foute and things happen. Maar daar's jy, you were in this bad space and you were almost to a point where you wanted to give up. Did you really need to one morning wake up and say, you know what, I'm opening myself up, God, work through me? Or was it just something that happened? Did you ask? Like, because I think I'm putting myself in the shoes of listeners now. I think a lot of people are listening to this and saying, well, I'm in that exact same space and I want this and I want to forgive and I want to feel better.
And while Dupi is saying that, there is a WhatsApp of a lady who says that she caught, here it is. Sy het haar man gevang by 'n ander vrou. Ek maak myself mal. Ek glo hom nie. Ek sukkel om hom te vertrou. Ek is emosioneel moeg. And I think you know of that absolute tiredness within you.
Because this lady's there.
Yeah. And I was there. I in fact, when God gave me my hope injection, I wasn't looking for it. I wasn't even asking for it. I was asking for the opposite. I Googled, can one person save a marriage? Because I wanted to hear no. That's such a stupid thing to Google. Can one person save a marriage?
Never Google your symptoms.
Right, never. But in this case, do.
Yeah.
But I Googled, can one person save a marriage? Because I was hoping that someone would go, nah, there's no hope. Move on with your life. That's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to be released because I didn't feel like I was released. And then I found this video from Marriage Helper talking about these principles and smart contact and pies. And I thought, what is this stuff? And I kind of went down the YouTube rabbit hole. And I was so excited. The next morning, I run to my church and I run to my friends and my family. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Marriage Helper, you won't believe there's hope. And they were all like, no, Adele, please. They had been on this journey with us for 9 years of us hurting each other. Mm. We were the on-again, off-again couple, you know? It was terrible. And then I went to God and I said, okay, so I'm on my own here, God. There's no one backing me in this. So if you want me to do this, you're gonna have to give me a word. And he gave me, he told me he wanted me to build an ark. And I thought, that's such a weird thing, right? And looking back now, it makes complete sense. He was saying to me, I'm going to send your husband home. Prepare.
Wow.
Nothing on that ark went on alone. So I, you know, he'd already given me the answer, but I was too blind and too emotional to see it at the time. What I took from it in the moment was, there's a section where God rattles off all the instructions. Build it so high, so wide, so many doors, so many windows. Use this wood. And at the end it says, and Noah did as God had said. And I thought, okay, I can obey. I've got my instructions from Marriage Helper, right? And I can obey. And so in the beginning, I started just kind of going through the motions of it. Just, I call it doing it mechanically. Like I'm doing it because it's the right, you know, like when you wake up to read your Bible.
Yes.
Because it's the right thing to do. You're not craving a connection with God. You're not digging deep. You're just doing it to check the box. And slowly but surely, it started to change me. And then it had an impact.
Do you know what's so beautiful about that word that God gave you? Because while Noah was building the ark, people were laughing at him.
Told him he was crazy.
The world was laughing at him, telling him he's crazy.
Until it started to rain.
That's my favorite quote. Noah was only crazy.
Who's the crazy now?
So,
voordat ons tyd raak, een klein bietjie min, en ons wil by nog een paar goed uitkom. Hierdie vroukie het ook nou na WhatsApp gesê, jy weet, sy is emotioneel op haar einde. Hoe forgive a mens? She's asking the same question. How do I forgive?
I think it's important to understand what forgiveness is not. A lot of people confuse what forgiveness is. If you bump into someone in the mall, you say, oh, I'm so sorry, and the person returns with, it's okay, right? It's not okay. And so we've gotten into this habitual routine of telling people when they hurt us that it's okay, and it's not okay. So we're afraid to forgive, because if I forgive, it means I'm saying it's what you did is okay.
Wow.
Then there's the whole forgive and forget. I can't possibly forget what he did. It was the most traumatic thing I've ever been through. But those two things are not linked. And then to the lady who was talking about, you know, she's struggling to trust, that's perfectly normal to not be able to trust someone who has broken your trust. That kind of thing takes time, and that kind of thing is not linked to forgiveness. You can forgive someone and not reconcile. You can forgive someone and never trust them again. Ideally, in a marital, marital situation, we would want you to get to a place where you allow that person to rebuild trust with you. But that's not always the case. You see, when someone does something terrible, like hypothetically your father molests you as a child, you don't want to forgive that person. And so you carry the weight of this terrible thing that he did. And you take that weight and pass it on to every single person you meet. You pass it on to your kids. You pass it on to your husband. You pass it on to everyone.
Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you there. We had an interview with, I'm going to forget what's your meisiekie's naam, but daar was 'n huisgenoot artikel van die huis van die gruwels. And that's what happened to her and her brothers. And she's got kids now. And she needed to
forgive.
Exactly. And set herself free so that her kids would never have to experience what she went through.
Exactly. That's perfectly put. So the last thing I want to say about forgiveness, so understanding what forgives us not is perfect, is really important.
That's so
and
powerful.
Then secondly, forgiveness is a decision you make. You're never going to feel like forgiving someone. You're never going to get this wave of soft feelings towards the person who's hurt you most in the world. It's a decision that you make, and you sometimes have to make it every single day. Just like Jesus has to make that decision every single day to forgive us, right? We hurt him every single day, and yet his grace never runs out for us. So very, very, very similar. There was something else I was going to say about forgiveness, but I've forgotten. Oh, you cannot give what you don't have. And so if you're struggling with forgiveness, I know from my perspective, from my journey, that I didn't have a relationship with God. I thought because I went to church and I read the Bible and I had a Christian husband and we were kind of half raising our kids Christian, you know, I thought I was in the clear. I didn't have that deep, meaningful connection with God. And so I'd never received forgiveness. And how can you give what you don't have? If someone comes to me and says, please, can I have some water? I'm going to say, I don't have. Right? Whereas if I'm overflowing with forgiveness because I've been forgiven, it's easier for me to give.
Love that.
So,
Woody, Ranir, Adele, we love you guys.
Thank you guys
for being here and sharing your story and being a part of our family at Groot FM. Ren, would you mind playing us another song and then leading us into just a prayer for families and Ivalika?
No problem.
Faith can move the mountains. Let the mountains move. We come with expectation, waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. Lord of all creation, still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved us from the start. Waiting here for you, with our hands lifted high.
Father God, thank you for your incredible, incredible grace, your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you that even for the most hopeless and the most lost of us, there is hope and we can be found in you. That even if we've strayed so far away from you, we think there's no way back. There is always a way back. You are like the father of the prodigal son, waiting for us to return, waiting. And for those of us who are standing for our marriage, who feel hopeless and see no end in sight, I speak life and hope and your joy that is our strength. And I pray, Lord, for miracles upon miracles in marriages of people who are listening to this, to this radio station right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you strengthen men and women who are standing in spite of what they're feeling. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to look to you and not to themselves and find their strength and their hope in you. You are an incredible God, and we love you, and we adore you, and we praise you and worship you and thank you for what you're going to do in this country, amen, in marriages and in people's lives. I pray blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Renira, Del, baie dankie julle. We would love to have you guys back sometime and just have a thank chat. But thank you for dankie dat julle julleself ook weerloos maak. And Ren, we've walked such a long way already, me and you.
Yeah.
To see where you started and the Renira I met.
Hmm.
And this is 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Nee?
Wow.
Wat ek jou ontmoet het. To the man you've become, and you've mentioned the man and a boy. Inspirational, my friend. I look up to you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, my buddy.
Appreciate
thanks for having
that.
Us, guys.
Thank
you're amazing.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam, Dobie en Nina, 3 tot 6, net hier, op die Groot Trek, op Groot FM 90.5.